Previously on Hippo Juice.
President Obama appointed Christine Fox to what?
Celebrate good Obama, come on!
God damn it.
Say it twice,
it's time. Obama, Obama.
He appointed Christine Fox.
What does Christine Fox say?
Fuck, 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 fuck,
fuck, fuck, fuck, fuck, fuck, fuck, what the fuck?
That's
say?
It's still not old to me yet.
What did you, me neither.
Every other word in this thing is getting a drop right now. It's okay, very frustrating.
Well, just censor yourself.
I love it. Go ahead.
The woman who inspired the character Charlie, Christine Fox.
Dutch.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Come on.
Fail. Epic fail.
Come on, Dutch.
Hockey. Ho.
Thank you, John. Go ahead.
I hate you so much.
You're such an asshole.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What do you think about the Hippo Juice show?
What about the Hippo Juice people?
Let me get back to you a couple of minutes. I want to see the Hippo Juice email.
I
love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, it's Patrice O'Neill, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
Water's no water, can't stop!
I'm a producer, motherfucker, I got
like,
shit!
There's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh my god! There's a video, back away.
Picturing you paralyzed, that's why I'm laughing so hard!
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. 954-573-2780. Today is December 12th, 2013. We are broadcasting from, well, like 53 different studios. Marie, can you turn it down a little bit?
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, once again, like I said, the number to call is 954-573-2780. Sorry, guys. We're having issues with our Skype, like usual. Right before, the cable just decided to fucking crap out. So we're going to try to fix that as we go. So the people that we're supposed to have on, we do not hear
all
them.
Right. I'm gonna log out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
But, yeah. Anyway, like I said. So, yeah, yesterday we had the issues with the Ustream thing. And today, we're having issues with Skype. I don't know. It's probably a loose cable. Who fucking knows? Yeah. I'm trying to get them on now. That's why you're hearing the Skype sounds, guys. So
bear with us. Anywho, welcome to Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Or you could be tweeting us at Hippo Juice, and we'll be following along with that. Or, you know, friend us on Facebook, you know, whatevs. Do what you got to do, but we love hearing from you.
Hey, Dutch, you there?
Yep.
Okay, let me fix your levels here, but yeah, okay.
What happened?
We don't know. We have no idea. It was fine right before the show. We didn't touch anything. Then all of a sudden, it just fucking crapped out.
Yeah.
Very odd.
Well, whatever. I mean, I fix it. I'll get everyone on as we go.
Okay. Well, if Marie's playing anything from her computer, we couldn't hear any of it.
No, so. I know, but the audience heard it. It was an issue just with you guys. So anyway,
it was an Skype issue.
Welcome to the show. Hey, I wouldn't be Hippo Juice without any technical issues. I mean, what are you going to do, guys? It happens. It's the internet.
Or any podcast, because fuck Skype.
Because we just started doing this, guys. So give us a break.
Just 7 years ago.
Yes.
Or yeah, so. Well, Give or take a year.
I feel like you're being facetious.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what that word means, so I couldn't confirm or deny.
Yeah. So anyway, I got everyone on as we go. I did definitely want to get Sean on because Sean sent me a fun message saying that he spent the weekend in jail. So
that's good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it was probably because he did something good. So I just, you know, like, I'm okay, while I try to get him on, why don't you guys guess?
I'm here.
No, not you, stupid. I said Sean.
Ryan.
Well, I couldn't hear anything because I wasn't on.
Oh,
good for you. Likely story.
Well, we want to guess why Sean was in jail for two days this weekend.
Okay, Sean, don't tell us yet. We want to guess, okay?
Okay.
Why don't you be something stupid like jaywalking?
No. I don't think
so. All right, that's Joel's guess.
Is that your guess? Now that's it, Dutch.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Okay.
I'm going jaywalking.
Okay, Ryan?
Sean was in jail for 2 days.
Sean.
Yeah, Sean was in jail for 2 days.
I was in jail for the whole weekend.
For the whole weekend. Oh, that means you got arrested Friday, and that's why you're there all weekend. I don't know, public drunkenness, public something, or resisting something.
Okay, that's your guess.
Well, you have a medical marijuana card, so it can't be that.
What's your medical condition again?
Retardation.
Super tall.
Okay. All right, that's good. So, are we done guessing? Is he going to tell us?
Yeah, can you turn your send down or read Skype? I mean, whichever one of the two you want to do. I'm going to guess that it was, I don't know, finger fucking a baby. I mean, that's me.
Why would he get out in 2 days for that?
It's California.
I mean, yeah, it's not violent, so they don't send you upstate unless you have violence.
Okay, well, Sean, why did you go to jail and how did it occur?
Well, I went to the grocery store not too long after I was talking to you on Friday morning, with a buddy of mine, and we walked all the way down there. And then as we were coming back, this police officer stopped me because apparently I look like a tweaker that lives in a halfway house in the area that he is familiar with.
That, for you, that's a compliment.
Which I was about to say, he was being very nice to me.
So you were mistaken for somebody else.
No, it was,
I was mistaken for some god-awful tweaker, I'm
no,
sure.
No, he wasn't mistaken for somebody else. Let's be realistic. You look like somebody who is a tweaker, and he was just making sure you weren't up to no good.
Well, that's probably also true.
Okay, so
what's
go
a tweaker?
Tweaker is somebody that uses methamphetamine.
So, and like to play with their nipples.
Why is it illegal to look like somebody who's on meth?
It's not. It's just it's illegal to have meth.
Right. And what they did is they racially profiled him.
Pretty much.
But
that's what
white.
Went on here.
Skinny white guy. Yeah.
Okay. So
he fits the bill of doing meth.
Okay. So you didn't have meth on you. So why did you end up in jail? That's what I want to know.
Well, he asked me what my name was. He's like, is your name Josh? I said, no, my name is not Josh.
It is Josh. Come on.
No-ho Josh. That's my name. No-ho Josh.
Now Josh is lying. All right, Josh. What happened? I'm sorry, Sean.
Yeah, if that is your real name. So I tell him my name is Sean, and he's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, bro, it is. So I show him my ID, and he starts asking me, well, where's the meth, bro? When was the last time you used meth? And I'm telling him, I'm like, bro, I tried it like years and years and years ago. I haven't done that shit in probably 10, 11 years now. It's like, what, do you go to meetings and stuff? No, bro. Like, I tried it a few times. I didn't like it, and I stopped doing it.
Why? First of all, why did you admit to this? Why didn't you say, look, I'm not the person you think I am. I just gave my ID. Can I go now?
Well, he let me go.
Okay.
He let me go. So as he, but he took my name and went to the car.
Tell him to give it back.
He went to the car. Shut up, Jeff.
Sorry, go ahead.
So he took my name and went to the police car and
then
ran my name. And when he came back, he told me that I had a warrant, but that he wasn't going to take me to jail for it because it was just an infraction for not paying a train ticket back in 2008.
Of course. Of course. It was okay. So he's going to let you go. So what happened between then and there?
Well, he's about to let me go. And then he turns to my friend and he says to my friend, well, what's your name? So he runs my friend's name. Oh, now my friend is on probation in Santa Barbara County. So
he had
$60,000 worth of warrants. My warrant was a $1,000 train ticket warrant. That was it.
Now, I'm sorry. For those who don't know, what's a train ticket warrant?
Basically, what happens is if you get on the metro train out here without paying for the fare.
Right.
And you get caught by the sheriffs on the train. They write you a ticket to go to court. And you got to pay a ticket.
So like turnstile
I didn't go
jumping.
To court or pay the ticket. So
okay, yeah, obviously because it's stupid.
Right.
And then okay, so your friend. So then I guess the cop felt he had to take both of you in because of that.
I guess so because he ended up taking us both in. Well, my friend didn't tell him that he was on probation, and by law, if you're on probation, you're supposed to tell the police officer. You know, even if they don't ask you, like whatever it is they're doing, you're supposed to interrupt them and say, "Hey, I'm on probation." Because it's pursuant to some penal code.
Right.
Anyway, so they take both of us in. Now, it wasn't such a bad deal because I'm thinking to myself, look, this is a stupid warrant. They're just going to let me out on Monday.
But it was Friday, right?
But it was Friday morning. And I got booked into the jail at 1:00 in the afternoon. I sat there and watched Pulp Fiction, X-Men, a whole bunch of other movies. in the prison style, in the cell at the jail. I'm glad I was at the local jailhouse in North Hollywood.
I'm glad they're punishing the criminals harshly. Well, here's the, but you know they are punishing them though because it was the basic cable cut of Pulp Fiction. That's where they get you. It was the FX.
It was awful. It was AMC.
Did you complain? Oh, yeah. Did you write a letter to the warden? Because I would have. I would have wrote a strongly worded letter.
I would
to
like
warden.
To hear my swearing uncut and not adding in words for it. It'd be better if they just bleeped it out. This is unacceptable.
And also tell them that they have to redo the squash field. It is a mess.
It was just it was rough to watch. And then Saturday and Sunday, same thing. College football Saturday, football games Sunday all day. And then Monday comes around, and Monday was just a day from hell. Because I get to the courthouse, and they you know they take us to the main county jail to where we're going to be processed out to our courthouses and go to court for the day. I get to this holding cell. My buddy and I, they put us in this cell, and there is like a blanket and a sheet on the floor in the cell. And they are covered in urine. They just reek of piss. One of the toilets in the holding cell is overflowing with shit. There's like a roll of toilet tissue stuffed into the thing, and it's just hanging down to the ground. And
the white wine was room temperature and not slightly chilled.
It was awful.
Terrible.
Absolutely awful.
And you know what? They had the balls to serve a rosé. It's like, hello, after Labor Day?
And the conversation was so mundane.
I know. It was so shallow and pedantic. It was like, come on. I get it. I know. It sucks. So now, I've never been to jail, but I'm assuming when you called the concierge and complained, did they bring a memory foam mattress up, and do they give you a mint? How does it work in jail?
Well, you see, they don't give a fuck because they're sheriffs, so they just slammed more people in. They probably had 30-something of us in this holding cell.
Okay.
Sitting in there with these urine-soaked fucking blankets and sheets, and it was just absolutely awful.
Okay. But
the most awful part about that was there was this bum in
no
the holding cell
sex.
With us.
That's the worst part.
Yeah, no butt sex. No, what I
didn't even, they didn't even hit on him once.
I'm not there yet. I'm not. Oh, okay. Let me get there.
Sorry.
I'm getting there. This story has something for everybody. It's
good.
Don't,
I'm
don't
excited.
Worry. This bum is sitting in the holding cell with us.
First off, hold on. I believe the PC term is home challenged. We're not going to insult people because there's
all right.
A
this
big
vagabond,
community.
Vagrant.
Thank you.
Transient was in the cell with us.
Transient.
He had to be somewhere in his mid to late 50s. He's sitting in there, and his nose starts bleeding in the cell.
That's
now,
normal.
The only roll of toilet tissue in the cell is the one that's stuffed into the toilet and has a dry piece hanging from the toilet to the floor.
God.
So he ripped out the piece of toilet paper that was dry between the edge of the toilet and the floor where it was touching on the floor and balled the thing up and shoved it up in his nose to stop the nosebleed.
I have a question.
It was thoroughly disgusting.
Can't you just say, hey, can we get someone to unclog our toilet for us, please?
They don't care. They don't care, Dutch, at all.
Wow.
They did not care. It's like, how could you put us in here in the first place? Because this is a risk of hepatitis and all kinds of other crazy
Thanks,
shit.
Thanks, Obamacare.
You know, and you can't call the ACLU from a phone in jail because, you know, they don't like to let you use a phone in jail.
More like
I
the ACL Jew.
Know. I don't even know if the Better Business Bureau is underneath with prisons or not.
Yeah, you really... Well, I mean, I checked it and
they have a B rating. I don't want to go to that one.
That's not bad. So now, when you go there, you haven't really brought up the food. How were the hors d'oeuvres? Were they good? Because...
No. I was eating bologna sandwiches and Cheerios. That was it. The only thing I ate the whole time I was there.
That doesn't sound good at all. Now, did you complain to the head chef?
I did put in. See, what happened was is after you leave, they give you this little comment card.
Ah, that's
circle.
The thing. And you gave them like all ones.
Yeah, I was circling like ones and twos and stuff. I was like, the food, a two. I mean, I've been to worse places.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, to be fair, you were incarcerated in South Florida, so that's pretty bad. By the way, speaking of, remember when I went with you a couple years ago in South Florida, or let's say 7 years ago, because I don't know if people are listening, and you had to pay something in payments, and you were like, oh, and it's just a couple years, I just won't pay it. Did you ever finish paying that? Or do you have a warrant in Florida now too, stupid?
Pretty sure there's one of those in Fort Lauderdale for me.
Of course you have a warrant.
Mm-hmm. But I don't have any more out here because when I went to...
Oh, good.
On Monday, when I went to go see the judge, I didn't actually see the judge. They just threw my case out. So I had to spend four whole nights in, you know,
wait, jail for nothing. Now I'm pissed. So you're saying that they wasted resources to do nothing? They just...
To do nothing. I didn't see a judge. I just sat in a holding tank all day on Monday. And then the sheriffs came in and were like, warders. I'm like, yeah. Like, your case was thrown out. Go home. Okay.
I just want to point something out really quick. I can't imagine. Sean lives the kind of life where if he just all of a sudden gets arrested and only has to spend 4 days in jail, like, he's okay. It's only 4 days in jail. Most people would be like, this is pretty bad. I got to be in jail for 4 days. Like, I need to figure something out.
Well, didn't you hear him? Okay. He gets to watch. He got to watch Pulp Fiction and X-Men and college football. And
yeah, but you could do that not in jail.
Yeah, they even played Avatar on Saturday night after college football. So it was like,
were they punishing you?
I guess. I don't know.
You will watch this James Cameron movie.
No.
But why?
The bad ones. All right.
So let's bad. It's with wolves, though.
Anything else? Anything else with your prison story? Did you get raped or how'd you get?
So as I'm leaving they release me from the courthouse and I walk out the back of the courthouse. I go put my belt back on and my shoelaces back in my shoes. And then I walk all the way down the street to the Staples Center and walk up. I walk about a mile and a half after. Now, mind you, I hadn't eaten anything but Cheerios and bologna sandwiches, like a bologna sandwich.
But it was I was pretty hungry.
Walked
sandwich.
All the way to the train station. I got something to eat by the train station.
It was like a double-decker bologna sandwich.
Right. Like they did put two pieces of bologna in the sandwich. It was nice.
Ooh. That is fancy.
I bet you it's still better than Subway, though.
Fair enough. It's
I don't know. I had Subway on my way home from jail last night. Maybe that's why I had diarrhea last night. Who knows? Yeah.
Jailhouse. Eat fresh at Subway.
Am I the only one who's realized that Subway's meat is made out of anything but meat?
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's delicious.
It's not.
It's not delicious.
No,
it's just
okay.
Slimy.
Here's a challenge. No, here's a challenge.
Rubbery stuff.
Challenge. If it's so great, here's what I want you guys, everyone listening, next time you go to Subway, and let's face it, most of you guys probably go to Subway. When you go to Subway, order a turkey sandwich or any kind of meat, doesn't matter, and take two slices out and just eat it without the bread. Tell me how delicious it is. Be honest. Don't, because that's not fair because they covered up with 75 pounds of bread, but just eat the cold cut.
No, I don't want to. Yeah.
Excuse me,
bad.
Would you like to taste my smoked meat log?
Okay,
that
well.
Sounds bad.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to do that at all. But what I want to do is talk about our little personal war story.
Oh, yeah.
That we had this weekend.
So, my good friend and brother Ryan came over the weekend.
He came to visit.
Yeah.
You like that guy?
Which was nice.
So, also my grandparents were here and...
Sister, brother, grandparents, new wife,
What about your parents?
No, they're on a cruise.
Wait, where did they go? Where did they go on a cruise to?
Who knows?
The Bahamas. What are you going to do? Same thing.
Anyway.
Sounds like a good time. Why didn't you guys go with them?
Because some people have to work.
Yeah, that's the reason. Some people have to work on their attitudes. I forgot what I was saying.
So... Family full.
You angry that quick?
Family full house, eight people in there.
Yeah.
And everyone's getting ready to leave and they want to say their hugs and goodbyes and everything. You know, we're all parting our ways. And
cut it out.
Okay, not that.
Just
Dave
like that.
Coulier.
And Ryan was staying in the guest room, right above the kitchen where everyone's congregating.
How dare he?
How rude.
I know. Where everyone was congregating, waiting to leave.
Now, myself, Marie. And my sister Renee, we're all standing in the kitchen. And go ahead, Marie.
Well, I noticed that Ryan, he was missing for a while with his wife, and Royce and Renee start giggling and just turn on the microwave air vent, and just start getting cups and cups and cups of ice, only to dump it.
We're sitting there, my grandparents are. By the way, they're like, "Oh, we got to leave," and they're like, "I'm like, yeah, why don't you guys leave?" Like, "No, we'll wait for Ryan to come down so we can say bye to him." So you want to know what we hear, Dutch? Why we had the coffin? This.
I don't know what that is. Can you explain to me, please?
So we start panicking. So we just make every noise. And
so
just
you hear the ice maker go on. I turn the vent on over the oven. My sister's like, I'm going to fucking murder him.
So, Ryan.
Ryan, what happened?
What was the note that your sister left you?
Well, but before we get to that, there's a lot of speculation.
Not many women could bring me to orgasm in front of my mother.
We were up there. The TV was just really loud. It was a Bob Vila special. He was just building away.
Bob the Builder? Is that what you were watching?
Yeah. So Renee gave us a note that says, on a little sticky note, it says, bye, hoes. FYI.
Was it sticky before or after you handled it?
No, it was a post-it note.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. It says, bye, hoes. FYI. Beds make noise on the second floor, assholes. Love, nay.
I don't get it. What did she mean by that?
So wait, was this in the middle of the afternoon or at night? I missed that part.
It was 6 p.m.
It was like 6 p.m.
Wow, you had to get your fuck on that late?
Everybody was
or early?
Downstairs, everybody was like waiting for them to come down. And
were you aware of this, Ryan?
I had no idea. See, this is the issue. Naturally, we were very excitable because we had just come back from Epcot. The experimental prototype city of tomorrow, I'll have you know.
That Epcot.
Yes. So, you know, we saw futuristic things like a car on a track and Figment the Imagination. We did Soarin' Over California. Life is good. So we went ahead and saw everybody, and they were going to leave at that very moment in time. So we said our goodbyes to everybody. That's what happened. We said our goodbyes to everyone. And then we're like, okay, we're going to go lay down. And, you know, and that Bob Vila special I talked about came on, and he was just hammering things away on TV. That was the noise.
I kind of feel that maybe sometimes, you know, you should do your Bob Vila, watch your Bob Vila shows after our grandparents leave. And then I don't mind if you watch Bob Vila shows. I've never seen that episode.
Well,
what just happened?
It's a very aggressive one.
Okay. Well, here's the other issue. Before we went downstairs, my lovely wife, Leah, she said, I'm embarrassed to go downstairs. I'm like, why? I'm like, they can't hear anything. It doesn't matter. Everybody left anyway. And she was like, she was really embarrassed. She's like, I don't want to go downstairs.
So she knew, but she still went through with it.
Well, we were still under the impression the reason I said it was okay is because I said my goodbyes to my grandparents, my sister, everyone. So they said they were leaving right then and there. So I did not know that they had stayed around. Apparently, they're going to say goodbye twice. I don't know what was happening. And I keep reassuring her. I'm like, it's fine. Don't be so embarrassed. And then we go downstairs. I'm like, giving her the look like everything's cool. No one even knows. And then Renee leaves a sticky note on her sunglasses.
I told Royce that we should have kept every one of the family members there and staggered them across the stairs so that we could just high-five them both on the way down.
Like a Von Trapp family type of entrance?
Yep. But it's okay, Ryan. You know, it'd be embarrassing if it was a girlfriend or anything, but it's your wife, so we're just like, yeah, wife sex.
That's what I said. This is my wife. We're not living in sin here. We're doing everything by the book.
No, you give them a little pat on the back and say, good work there, chum.
And by the way,
sexy, sassy bitch.
By the way, before we go any further, just so you know, my poor little helpless 83-year-old grandfather who was down there being subjected to this horribleness is the same man who told me, and I quote, if you want, he told me that, well, this one time he used to work for a guy who built coffins in Cuba, and there was a horse and buggy hearse, because he's that old, and he just met some girl and had his way with her in the back of a horse and buggy hearse at the funeral home. And then she left and he went back to building a coffin. And he's also the one that told me one time when, like, a dude, I was like 14. We had little wet naps, you know, and I asked my grandfather what they were and he said they were condoms.
Well, why wouldn't you dry off before you laid down?
Well, listen, we had little wet naps. I was like 14.
It took you a second. Slow blow, burn, but I liked it. Sorry.
I got it. It's a wet nap, like I was napping.
See, Ryan. Okay, sorry.
See what so anyway, happened asked, was, is that, okay.
Why were you sleeping in a pool?
So I had asked him, I go, what are these? And joking around, he goes, condoms. And I'm like, why do you have these for? And his answer, and I swear to God, his answer was, he goes, you really don't need them. He goes, as long as you carry a rag around and wipe it down when you're done, you're fine. So don't feel so bad for this poor, helpless old man.
Oh, my grandfather told me a couple months ago that his balls are just for decoration at this point. Swear to God.
Your grandfather sounds like a trip.
My grandfather said that his balls are just for decoration at this point, at his age. So
that's
phenomenal.
Yes. All right. Well, let's move on to some hard-hitting news, guys.
Hard-hitting news?
Just shut up.
Boners?
Just don't make a pun. You're going to make a pun. I already know there's going to be three puns in this story, so I don't need a pun right before it.
Colorado.
Hard-hitting.
Who got suspended for kissing a girl in...
Hold on, because fuck everything. That's why.
If it's cool. If it's not one thing, it's another.
No, it's this. I'm just going to hang up on Dutch and see if this works. And if not, whatevs.
So did a zero-tolerance policy go too far? ABC's Clayton Sandell has the story.
6-year-old Hunter Yelton is a thief. The kind that steals kisses.
Okay, let me back up because we were having technical issues.
Just turn the show off. I'm done with it.
No, you're not.
I hate my life.
I'm done with it.
You will listen to this and you will
turn off the internet. I'm done with the internet.
Put me back in jail.
He's a kissies thief.
All right, let's play it again.
He steals kissies from girls.
Let's play it again.
6-year-old Colorado boy who got suspended for kissing a girl in school on the hand.
Was it Dutch?
Yeah.
Come on, Dutch.
Was it Dutch?
I'm a gentleman.
Tolerance policy go too far? ABC's Clayton Sandell has the story.
6-year-old Hunter Yelton is a thief. The kind that steals kisses.
Huh?
I love the sound effects. One.
We're doing a reading group.
I wish this was the sound effect.
And I know when kissed on the hand.
But that kiss on the hand didn't just get him a slap on the wrist. It got him
a blowjob in the bathroom.
Suspended for a day and a serious charge on his record.
I did something wrong.
What record?
His kissy's record.
Oh my God,
record.
They're trying to pump it up.
Hey, his record.
6-year-old record.
His 6-year-old kissy's record.
Yeah. Hey man, you know what? Once you get cooties, that never comes off your record.
Feel sorry.
Hunter's mom met with the principal.
This kid is six, right?
Yeah.
Why does he talk like he just learned how to speak?
Because he just did.
Because kids are retarded in this country.
Because it's adorable.
City, Colorado school, and says she was told her first grader's behavior amounted to sexual harassment.
Oh my God.
I agree because.
What stupid state is this?
It's Colorado.
Colorado. Wow. Oh,
that's right.
Okay, so it always starts with a kiss on the hand, and then she's pregnant. Is that what you want?
No, what happened, Royce, was that her kiss was on his list.
Of the best things in life?
With the best things in life.
Okay, good.
I don't think it's scientifically possible that a kiss on the hand of a 6-year-old would get her pregnant.
The way Sean does it.
This is
what
taking
if it was
it
a kiss from a rose?
On the grave? Sorry. Okay, back to the child.
She was told her first grader's behavior amounted to sexual harassment.
This is taking it to an extreme that
take it to the limit
doesn't need to be met with a 6-year-old. Now my son's asking questions.
Like,
what, is that?
What does harassment mean?
It's mommy. It should not.
Don't worry. Listen, Jennifer Saunders, mother of this child. Don't put any makeup on, even though you're going to be on national news. Don't bother. There's not a need.
Ever be said sex in the sentence with a 6-year-old.
Hunter.
Well, you know
you just did.
There you go.
Talking about your own son, you sicko.
You fucking disgusting woman.
She is the worst.
She should be arrested.
That's your child.
How could you say that, bro?
You kiss your kid with that mouth?
Admits he's been in trouble before, suspended for roughhousing.
We have been working with him with the class.
By that it meant he just pulled his pants down and cock slapped his friend.
That's roughhousing, though.
Classroom disruption.
Oh, you play cock slap too, Dutch?
He's been grounded for a while.
But sexual
harassment. What are the rules of cock slap?
No, no one loses. I can tell you that.
I heard that.
High five! High five, guys! Cock slap.
So wait, what? How does this game work?
Well, okay, here's the thing.
Pull your penis out.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then you slap somebody with it.
Uh-huh.
Right.
End of game.
Wait, what?
Oh, he's taking out his penis.
Well, you have to scream cock slap when you do it.
So, our
he
listeners
touched my penis with his penis.
Yeah, it's like it's a new fad.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's like it's not bad. I recommend you do it at work.
Should you wear some sort of like glove?
No.
On it?
No, it's kind of like teabagging, just more angry.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you have to be hard or soft or both?
I don't know. I mean, it depends. How
it's
lucky
better
are you?
If you're halfway through. Like you get better swingage.
Yeah, I know. You're exactly like a mace. Exactly. Right. Like a mace. Thank you. Or think like nunchucks.
That's, yeah.
There you go. Like a nunchuck hanging low.
So you could put decorations on your penis
to slap somebody. You can. Well, let's finish your story.
Not ever be said sex in the sentence with a six-year-old.
Hunter admits he's been in trouble before, suspended for roughhousing.
We have been working with him with the classroom disruption. He's been grounded for a while.
But sexual harassment?
How can you do this? How can you say this about my child? Remove sexual harassment. Remove it from his record.
Overnight, the school...
Yes, because I am sure when he's 45 years old, applying for that big CEO job, they're going to be like, listen...
Sir, when you were in kindergarten...
You stole a kiss from little Susie.
Come on. We don't... Listen, you should have been honest. Get
security
up here.
She was asking for it.
Get security up here.
You know
what? Superintendent
said... Most good men earn their kisses.
That's right.
You don't just steal them.
Our schools do not suspend a student for just a kiss on the hand. We have intervened on behalf of a little girl
who was fisted,
who wants the unwelcome...
What?
I just imagine four police officers just jumping this kid immediately from
and
the
beating the ever-living shit out of him.
Right.
Different corners of the playground.
Wailing him.
Just running at top speed, jumping in the air, and just dogpiling.
All you see
on this
is
kid.
Sirens, little baby teeth, and fucking blood coming up.
And then they all check
on the
girl.
I punched her in the face because she was a pussy!
Smash, smash, smash!
They all check on the girl. They're like, are you okay, sweetheart? Did he hurt you? Yeah? You good?
Yeah, okay, good.
You want to press charges?
Do not suspend a student for just a kiss on the hand. We have intervened on behalf
he
of a little girl.
He probably grabbed her, threw her to the ground, and started biting your hand.
Good.
And this dumb mom probably was like, believe your kid was, I was just trying to kiss her hand. It was like, no, ma'am, she has teeth marks. Like, and then she called the news. I think it's all this mom's fault.
You think it's a lie?
Yep.
She needs to stop raping her kid.
Everybody knows this whole thing happened on the same sound studio they filmed the moon landing.
You know what? Oh, wow. I blame the liberal media, you know, because they're not telling the truth.
They're not. They're liars.
Welcome behavior to stop. Hunter is now back to school. For Good Morning America, Clay.
I'm an asshole. Okay.
That's a really terrible
story.
Now, Dutch, I have a good story for you, though. Let me give the background of this.
YouTubers Tom...
This lady will.
Abe and Jim Clark pull off the most epic prank by turning an empty office into a hospital room, convincing their mark he's been in a coma for 10 years.
Now,
I don't know if that's
before I play the story, I want to post it in the chat for the listeners, because just and for everyone else to follow along, just in case for podcast listeners, just search for epic don't drink and drive prank. It's the first one, okay? First one that comes up. All right, it's a prank. Here we go.
Empty office into a hospital room, convincing their mark he's been in a coma for 10 years.
Hi.
Yep.
Now what you hear now what they're showing in the video for those is this guy has an office and they're turning his office into a hospital. What this guy that their friend has had 6 DUIs. 6.
5.
5? Okay, yeah, 5.
They're trying to avoid him getting a
you're
6.
Right, you're right.
If he gets a 6, they take his daughter away.
Right. So, he got drunk and fell asleep in his truck. Then passed out drunk, so they transported him to this thing and made it let me play it.
He's out. Ray just called me, and he is out. Right now, he's passed out in his truck.
You mean come get him, or what do you want to do?
No. We can get him. We can get him. Just meet me at your office and call the guys. It's go time.
Okay. Now he's, it says here he has 5 DUIs. We're trying to prevent number 6. They're showing all his mugshots and save lives. He's asleep. Man, they really made it look like a hospital room. They did good.
They put the equipment. They have the drip liquid on him. He's in a hospital bed. They even have the little side table where they pull it over so you can eat. There's a little seating area, a Walmart TV.
Okay, now that he's waking up.
You're in the hospital. You're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine. I'm going to bring the doctor and he'll be right back. Okay? Right. We'll be right back.
She's a terrible actress. I didn't believe that for a second.
I know. Well, then again, he's probably hungover. He just woke up. He's hammered, too. He's like, what? Now, people are saying it's fake. Some people are saying it's fake. Some people, I don't know. I think it's real.
Mr. McC***. Wow. Look at you.
Now, the doctor walked in.
Buddy, great to see you. You have no idea. Listen, I'm Dr. James. Get you up here a little bit more comfortable. I know you're confused, a little disoriented. You probably got a lot of questions, not really know what's going on, do you?
He looks terrified.
YouTubers Tom Mabe and Jim Clark pull off the most epic prank by turning...
Who's playing that?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Contacted, and they are on the way.
Great. Thank you.
Now, there's also... Okay. Well.
Some time ago, you decided... You was drinking. You was out drinking, and you decided to drive, and there was an accident.
You was out drinking?
You've been here with us for some time. This.
Yeah, that sounds like a real doctor. Most doctors talk like that. In my experience...
Well, if this guy is dumb enough...
No, he looks retarded.
...to get five DUIs, he's dumb enough to believe this. That or it's fake.
All right.
Some time ago, you decided... You was drinking. You was out drinking, and you decided to drive, and there was an accident. You've been here with us for some time. This accident took place back in 2013. Mr. McC***, this is 2023. You've been in a coma for the past 10 years.
So they've told him he's been in a coma.
Hold on, pause.
Yes.
Is the guy who's laying down, is that Tom Mabe? Because that's a comedian.
The guy laying down?
Was his name Tom Mabe?
No, it wasn't. It was something else. It wasn't that. I don't think so.
Yeah, this is posted by a comedian.
Yeah, I know.
Tom Mabe.
No. I know. Yeah. No. Yes.
He goes in Bob and Tom all the time.
The guy playing the prank is the comedian.
It's his friend, or he's supposed to be the doctor.
It's his friend. No, he's neither one of these people. He comes in later.
This is fake. Then it's a bit.
Okay. Well, it's
good
be playing
a bit.
It.
Let's see. Good bit.
Well, all right.
Well, she's. They've been contacted. They're on their way. I don't have all the answers for you right now. I've got a colleague of mine that's going to come in as soon as he gets here. He's on his way.
The other thing is, I've been to a hospital plenty of times. In the normal way, in a normal room, they don't come in with their mask covering their mouth. He's not in surgery. Why are they coming in with the mask? And the nurse didn't have a mask, so only the doctor. This guy's an idiot.
Why should be my daughter?
I understand it. She's coming. She's on her way.
Are we just really super cynical? I mean, maybe it is real.
Like I said, I don't have all the answers. But you're going to be taken care of. You're going to be all right. Let me make sure. Let me check on my colleague. Make sure he's in here. He's going to help you better make a transition from where you've been to where you need to be. It's all right. Just try to relax. Watch a little television if you can.
The face masks may be precautionary against the people so that they don't smile or break character because they had to do more talking than the nurse.
True. Okay, let's see.
Try to relax. It's all right. Can't believe it. Great. You look great.
Hello, this is Amy Nuzzo with a news update. Former songstress and actress Miley Cyrus is facing eviction from a Bullitt County, Kentucky trailer park for refusing to stop defecating on neighbors' yards.
They turn a TV on, so he's watching that.
This isn't the first incident Cyrus has had with the Mobile Homeowners Association. You may recall back in 2015, Cyrus was busted for cooking meth in her double wide. President Hillary Clinton has vowed to attack Canada if the nation does not stop granting citizenship to Americans who flee the U.S. due to the mandatory Clinton hair care program.
That's a dumbass thing to say.
You know, if you're really...
That's the same news anchor that introed this thing.
Yes, I know. That's supposed to be her friend.
This is a bit. This isn't real.
I'm not saying whether it is or it is. I don't know. I'm just telling you that they set it up.
This prank isn't even funny anymore. Now I'm just mad.
Whoa, hey, calm down.
And finally, Justin Bieber and his lifetime partner Dale Earnhardt Jr. celebrating their 10-year anniversary.
That's pretty funny.
Anniversary in Charlotte, North Carolina, along with their dogs Pit Road and Drum Loop. I'm Amy News.
Pit Row and Drum Loop.
That when this has been a news episode.
Hello. Oh my gosh, my son was 2 years old when you came in here, and he's 12 now.
That's, we get it. 10 years.
Has it been 10 years?
Because they've said it like every like. Oh, when you came in here, it was 10 years less than what it is currently now. Like, you understand?
They were here a decade ago.
I'm leaning towards you. I think it's fake. It's
So do you know? Do you know where you're at? You know what year it is? What do you remember?
It's
what do
10
you
years. 10 years later.
Your last memory.
Has it been 10, though?
Before the night.
Yeah, I'm drinking. And so I don't remember.
Oh, drinking. Yeah, high five.
Yeah, that's a shame. So close your eyes for a minute. I'm gonna...
He's okay, and now he's supposed to have been passed out for 10 years, but they've been continually shaving his head. This guy has a shaved head. So they have been keeping up his hairstyle. Every day they go in there and shave his head bald, just in case he wakes
if
up.
If it is real, or if it is real, this guy obviously is dumb enough to believe any of this nonsense.
It's like, have you seen the movie 50 First Dates?
On purpose? Or on an airplane? On an airplane, either, like part of it.
Either way.
Yeah.
You know, they have to keep like pretending it's the same day over and over again.
And then
so
like
to,
he gets,
prepare.
He's like a water boy and he gets mad and he plays golf and then he's the devil.
And
yeah, I've seen it.
And then there's a penguin that crosses the road.
Right, yeah, I've seen that. And Hanukkah.
Keep playing. I'll show you exactly where it's fake for me.
You feel this? You feel that?
A little bit.
Right. Feel that? Feel that? Feel that? All right. You feel that?
Slap them right in the fucking face.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel that? Yeah. Dude, look. Yeah. Dude, 5 DUIs. 5 DUIs. Dude, 5.
He's laughing.
Dude, look at the first. Back up to when he first starts slapping him in the face. Look at this guy. This guy on the bed's acting with his head shake, and then look at the second slap.
Okay, hold on.
He doesn't even make contact with his face. It's just sound effects.
Let me see if I can find it.
All right.
Here we go. I get back to the slap here.
When do they get to the gay sex, though?
You feel
oh! That? Oh, you're right. The way he moved his head. You're right, Dutch. Ah, this is fake.
And the
Fuck
second
you.
Slap, he doesn't even
Fuck
make
you.
Contact. They just
hold
put
on.
Sound effects behind it. This is the fakest thing
I
ever.
Don't have the video, the actual YouTube. Are they trying to sell it like it's real? Because if they're trying to sell it like it's fake, fine. But now
no. On the YouTube thing, it says... it's Mabe in America, Tom Mabe. He's a Bob and Tom comedian from like the Southern thing.
Right. I hate him.
And then he like has his own thing. I think this has to be the best prank we've ever done. Had a blast.
Okay.
Dude, this is not real.
So it's fake. So I mean, no, I mean, I obviously fake. Dutch, after that slap exactly. If I would have got first off, if you get slapped once, the first thing you do is put your hand up to block.
You don't sit
the
there and
one.
Shake your head all awkwardly, and then allow him to slap you a second time. And that second slap didn't even make contact with his head.
Yeah, no,
Ryan, are you seeing this?
I am, and it's awfully fake. I mean, I knew it was fake when I saw it.
10 million people. Royce was one of them. Dummy.
10 million people are stupid.
Okay, let's finish.
Can we please go?
Stupid.
Sorry.
Can we just move on to the Sasquatch story? They have some shaky video, and I think it's it.
It's legit.
Because here's the thing. This Sasquatch has 5 DUIs, Dutch.
Really?
And he has a Sasquatch daughter.
And he's been in a coma for 10 years.
Really?
So yes, and he gets awakened by Dr. Satchmo, the trumpet player from the 30s.
So where's this Sasquatch news story that you're talking about?
All right. And that's him getting
started. I saw it on the Satchmo fan board.
And by the way, you know the other thing, Dutch? Something else that I noticed? Most pranks don't have a 7-camera shoot.
Right.
They don't have a film
crew. I guess the whole idea
crew.
is that they, I don't know,
that
they set it up like they, as if this guy contacted his friend. But they said that Tom Mabe was his friend, but he's a well-known comedian.
Yes. However, have you heard of something called War of the Roses?
Oh, yeah, that's real. That's 100% legit.
All the way.
Yeah.
Too legit
Guns
to quit.
And Roses?
All right, do we want to do our first Florida story, which Marie has a bunch, or do we want to do trending now? You guys pick.
We can do trending now.
Okay, well, then let's do... By the way, Ryan, I'll let you know, the last 2 times you haven't been able to do it, we have filled in great for you. I played you, and I've done a great impression, and so has Marie. I think you'll appreciate that.
You'll have to listen to the previously on from last week.
No. Fuck him. He can listen.
You don't want to do the impressions for Ryan right now? Because Ryan's not going to go back and listen to it.
Yeah,
I know.
You're right,
No, he won't.
Just do it real quick. Just tell him.
No,
tell
go,
him.
Go, go, go. Fine. Go. Trending now.
Okay. So, it is time for our marquee bit.
I don't know
which
about
is,
that.
It is.
It's not.
It is our marquee bit.
Marquee mark.
And it is, the bit's called Trending Now. This is where we take... I didn't hit the button yet, Dutch. I'm just saying what it's called.
No, every time.
Marquee mark.
Stupid.
It's called Trending Now, and this is where... I will go to yahoo.commercials.
I didn't hear your Dutch Blade sound clip. What's this thing called? I'm sorry. What is it called?
Oh, I'll hit the button this time. The bit is called Trending Now. Okay. This is where I go to yahoo.commercial.
It's still just .com.
You don't have to say commercial.
Yahoo.commerce.
Okay.
On the right-hand side, we have the 10 things that are...
I hate about you.
Trending now.
Oh, sorry.
Now. You know, it's that live broadcast delay. It happens.
I know. We had to have a big dump. In our case, our big dump's named Dutch.
All right.
Go ahead.
So I think it is Marie's turn to pick a number. Ooh. 1 through 10.
Ooh, 8.
How European of you.
8.
Okay.
17.
8 in this very second in time is, ooh, cancer scam.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Cancer scam. Oh. Cancer scam.
Here's somebody is scamming people out of cancer.
Wait. Somebody is stealing people's cancer?
I don't think scam. That's
you better give it back.
They're selling them fake cancer.
Is it cancer or is it a scam? We don't know, but you may die.
Okay, well, what's cancer scam?
I put the link in the Hippo Juice in case. I don't know if you want to put this girl's picture up or not. It's just a mugshot.
Sure.
New York drug addict who ran cancer scam pleads guilty. I actually read this today earlier, so I do know what it's about.
Oh, my God. She's so hot.
Yeah, post her picture. There's a girl who's 24 years old. She's in Suffolk County, New York. She was going around leaving tip jars in stores. She partnered with stores and restaurants, a whole bunch of stuff, saying that she had cancer and she needed money to pay for her cancer treatment.
Brilliant.
Nobody questioned her because she's very sickly, and although she's a 24-year-old woman, she only weighs 80 pounds.
Ooh.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's why they thought she had cancer.
Okay.
And the reason she looks like she has cancer and why she was needing tip money is because she's a really bad heroin addict.
The meth?
Where's the meth?
When was the last time you used meth?
Well, it's not fair because if you have meth, it's very possible that you could get cancer later. There's probably a correlation, right?
I wonder if any cop has stopped her and looked at her and said, you need to spend 4 days in jail because you look like you could be on meth.
Probably. And then she threw up because she had Subway later. Makes sense. So how much money did she steal? How much was it?
Did she pay for her chemotherapy?
It doesn't say the amount. It just says that 60 miles east of New York also will be required to pay more than $10,000 in restitution. So I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows what the exact dollar amount is because it was just tips coming from a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, but how's your cancer going to be? Oh.
She told them, and let me tell you how dumb people are. You know what the special cancer medicine,
can I guess? Unobtainium.
Opium.
When others questioned why she had not lost her hair due to chemo, she told them she was taking special vitamins.
By the way, not everyone loses their hair on chemo. Some people do that. The TV makes it look like everybody does, and not everybody does.
Well, it depends if you have localized radiation treatments or if it's a broad stroke.
Here, that's just it. Instead of going with that angle, she went with special vitamins.
Dutch, because she was trying to buy heroin. I guess we're not dealing with the smartest person.
Right.
Yeah,
she's trying to score heroin, not Walter White. Go ahead.
So let's recap here. 24 years old. She went to stores. She would go every day. There was about 15 different stores and restaurants where she would leave tip jars with a picture of her on it saying that she couldn't afford her cancer treatment. She would go in every day, collect all the tips, and then buy heroin with it. And then when they asked, how come you have a full head of hair? She said she's taking, quote, special cancer vitamins.
It's called Flintstones Kids.
Oh.
Dennis says she looks like the lead singer of Silverchair.
I even got that one.
So she didn't even think to, I don't know, maybe go on the internet and look up the name of one cancer drug and say, I'm taking that.
Once again.
Special vitamins.
She buys Ryan once again.
She uses
The reason I'm not losing my hair is because they're treating my cancer with women's gummy vitamins.
Makes sense. That'll take care of it normally. And Rogaine.
It makes the hair stick.
Yeah. It makes the hair stick. Were you melting it and sticking hair on your head, Marie?
Should I not?
No, please don't.
All right. I know
Go ahead, Dutch.
I know that I'm going to get a good answer from this because you two are Cuban, but have you guys ever run a scam in your life?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like what? Like specific?
Have we ever not run a scam in our life? Have we ever done anything on the up and up?
You got to something like along the lines of this. Maybe not as bad.
Like a Ponzi scheme?
Where
you just
blatantly lied to people about something to get a deal or something like that.
Well, I will say this. At one point in time, we had a friend. I winked at the microphone. We had a friend who... and this was 7+ years ago, okay. Our friend.
Okay.
He worked with us, and we had a very good photocopy machine.
Uh-huh.
And he photocopied the front and back of a $5 bill, stuck them together, and then went to a McDonald's to buy food, and it worked.
Oh, that was Sean. That was less than 7 years ago.
Last week.
Wait, so, what?
Sorry. What happened?
Why would you just like put the paper back in and line it up and then have it print on the other side if you did the back one?
Anyway, so yeah, imaginary guy made imaginary money.
So he then started printing out $20 bills and going to places, buying stuff off a 99-cent menu,
and then he was
getting legal cash back.
I just want, you know what I want? I want to see if the Secret Service serves better food than the local jail that Sean was in. So let me know, Sean.
So this person who shall remain nameless, and I have no idea where he lives anymore.
California.
What ended up...
Where do you live again, Sean?
Under a bridge off the 170.
Fifth! 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth!
The funniest part was this, is that every time he did it, he was worried. And he would go through the drive-thru, so that way if they said anything,
he
just gun it. But the thing is, you're dealing with kids who work at Quiznos and McDonald's at the drive-thru. So anyway, obviously, paper doesn't feel like paper money. So, you know, he'd fold it up and crumble it up and straighten it out. So
it felt
like
there was some
wear on it. Yeah. Anyway, he gives a $20 bill to one of the kids, and the kid goes, "Did this go through the laundry?" And he just panics. He's like, "Money laundering? No. I'm not money laundering."
Yeah, because the kid at Burger King knows what money laundering is.
First off, fuckface, it was Pollo Tropical. It was not Burger King.
Is that what it was?
And it was a large Diet Coke. And it wasn't me, by the way, but I was in the vehicle. I may have been in the vehicle when this person
We were in the vehicle
it.
Behind him.
So all I'm saying is that did occur, and it was at a Pollo Tropical 78 years ago. Wow, and it was a bad
money
printer.
Money laundering, no.
Huh? What?
Sean, if you were to like just reenact what this person would say, what do you think? What was going through this guy's mind at that time, and why did he react that way?
Well, I'm pretty sure that he was a little bit more intelligent and knew what the kid was talking about.
Oh, I remember what the guy talked like. Hold on, he was actually. Let me guess. I had to do a spot on impression of this dude. Duh, my name is Duh, money Duh. Exactly. Ryan, am I right or wrong?
Are you talking about the person who gave the money or
the person who gave the money, the one who used to work with us.
I mean, listen, I don't want to take all the fun away from this, but to be honest with you, it was not Sean. It was somebody else. I mean that.
Oh, okay.
It would have been funny if it was, though.
No, honestly, it's nobody on the show. I'm not even kidding with you. It really is nobody on the show.
I do remember who it was, and I remember being an accomplice. Oh,
I remember all of this.
Remember it was a Firebird?
No, actually, he picked it up and ran with it.
Oh my God, how many people did this in their life?
The one who started it may have competed in bodybuilding shows.
Yeah. Oh, him.
And then it transferred, and then a little Firebird, a little Firebird told me that he started to try and do it.
Like a phoenix, or?
Like a phoenix.
Like Dumbledore's pet.
Yes, like that thing Marie said.
I got to see how Jose's doing. All right, so we will...
Wait a second.
What? We got to move. Jose's a common name.
Jose B?
It is a common name. All right. Marie, do you have a... Can we go
Jose!
I would like to do... pick one Florida story. I would like to do a Florida story before we go to break. Can we please do that?
A Florida story?
Yes, please.
But you don't label them. I'm going to click on the one that says Palm Beach News.
There you go. Okay. Hold on.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb.
I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
All right, Dupree Johnson insta-busted after gun-toting selfies lead to 142 charges. This is a video. Would you care for me to press play?
Yes, please. Here. Go ahead.
Drop the background music.
Yeah. I got it. Go ahead.
Local news.
Out to the social media selfie. They got a Lake Worth man arrested on 142 felony charges.
It's a story we broke a few hours ago on WPBF.com. Our correspondent live outside the Palm Beach County Jail to explain why he was busted over his Instagram.
Lay off the coffee, lady.
What are you talking about? That's just really exciting. The story that happened.
That's what I think they're saying right now.
How fast? Can we back that up? How fast that bitch was going?
It was crazy. All right. Go ahead.
Media selfie. They got a Lake Worth man arrested on 142 felony charges.
It's a story we broke a few hours ago on WPBF.com. Our Terry Parker is live outside the Palm Beach County Jail.
Fucking chill. She sounds like she sounds like the dude that used to do the Micro Machine commercials. Remember?
Right.
Fucking relax, lady.
So excited about her job.
Go ahead.
So excited.
And go.
And
he broke a few hours ago on WPBF.com.
I thought you wanted me to press a button.
Live outside the Palm Beach County Jail to explain why he was busted over his Instagram picture. Terry?
Well, detectives here at the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office have been keeping an eye on Dupree Johnson for a while, which included looking at his social media. This week, they hit Pay Dirk, their suspect, posted incriminating evidence against himself on his Instagram feed for the whole World Wide Web to see.
Hold on. The whole World Wide Web or just some of it?
The whole world.
The whole thing.
Whole world.
In our hands, Wide Web.
Really?
W-cubed.
Oh, hey, can we call that from now on? W-cubed? That will be cool. Like, instead of the internet, we'll be like, man.
Whole World Wide Web.
Yeah, let's bring it back. Ooh. Or how about Information Superhighway?
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, we are. It's like short. Like people will be like, oh, man, they're so smart.
No, you can do it. I'm not.
Okay, well, you will.
Dupree Johnson has lots of selfies on his Instagram feed, hamming it up
with
the camera.
He looks like a class
but
act.
But it's this one he posted last
night. Hold on.
Is he a class act?
Holy crap. He looks like such. I can, without knowing anything about this guy, I would be watching out for him to post incriminating photos of himself. He has long dreadlocks, a lot of tattoos, he's holding several guns, and has several gold teeth.
So upstanding.
He looks like a more troublesome. Freeze, pop. He looks like a more troublesome Lil Wayne. Or no, wait, no, wait. What's the?
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
That's the guy with the gold teeth. You got
yeah,
it right.
Yeah. Okay, got it right.
It's all bells and whistles.
Yeah. All right. Anyways.
Smiling and holding two guns that led detectives to his door.
I got to tell you. These guns are pretty terrific.
You see, convicted felons like Johnson are not allowed to possess guns.
Wow. You never know.
Detective.
That was the best interview they could get.
Whoa, what happened? I'm not watching the video.
You never know what.
It was a fat black woman that they just asked what was going on. She goes, wow, you never know.
Was it Ron Chica?
I'm sure it was a neighbor. Hold on, I'll back up.
Go ahead.
Apparently, when I back up, it takes.
It's
a
not
bit
your
to
fault.
Buff,
it's
to
because.
Wow. You never know.
Right on, sweet sister.
That's
a woman.
That was a woman.
That was a.
I'm only listening. I'm not seeing the video.
Woman.
That sounds like a truck driver, but more burly.
Speaking of selfies. Barack Obama got in trouble for one during Mandela's funeral.
We're not going to go to this picture. Can we say that for after the break? I got to pee.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Coming right after the break, we're going to talk about Barack Obama taking
Barack
a
Hussein Obama.
Okay.
Right. Celebrate good Obama. Come on.
Button room at
Why don't you take a picture of your passport?
Obama.
Take a picture of your birth certificate, Obama.
Yeah, thanks, Obamacare.
Live Radio!
If you're ready for pro wrestling like it's never been seen before, pro wrestling meant for an adult audience, and pro wrestling where nobody says brother or tells you you can't see them, check out Combat Zone Wrestling, the most innovative, high-flying, hard-hitting, ultra-violent promotion on the planet today. Combat Zone Wrestling. Visit us at www.czwrestling.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Hey. I hate all that stuff. Those. I hate so man cave bromance. Uh-huh. Oh, I just hate them because they're just bad made-up shit. I think it's in like the Urban Dictionary. You know, like, I think that's where they get that. It becomes part of Americana. I got my man cave. You know what it is? Guys who fucking talk about man caves like Coors Light commercials during football games, who think it's funny to watch a fucking beer commercial.
A post-op tranny has a man cave. Let's get this straight.
Very, very good.
Chaz Bono has a man cave.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hey guys, when you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mockout Radio. Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally pissa. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. More Like Radio. Boom.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m., tune in to More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Markout Radio. With Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes?
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show. With guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype. Or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh, fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne to do the audio bits.
Markout Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Are you a fan of comics?
What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for The Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you
I meant
doing?
I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice. They're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's The Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Stan, why you pay good money? I could fix. You don't need to call Nerd Brigade.
Sir, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to step in here. I am from the Nerd Squad, okay? The Nerd Brigade wishes they were the Nerd Squad. Trust me. All right? Trust me on that. Ask anyone who does audiovisual in the Langley Falls area, and they will tell you that they prefer the Nerd Squad all day long. Okay? You want me to wait? You want me to wait here for you while you ask anyone in town? Because I'll be here. I'll be right here fixing your TV right the first time on Thanksgiving. You know what I'm thankful for? Huh? I am thankful that I work for the best damn home theater installation company in town. The Nerd Squad! Oh, that's right. I work for the other one. Jeremy, we're going to have to give a customer a free cable. Put it under code 60, customer satisfaction. I'll just give him a 3-foot HDMI. It'll only go from the receiver to the TV. He can't use it for anything else.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it.
Back live. Number to call in, 954-573-2780. Hashtag HippoJuice on Twitter or Facebook. We shall be reading those. I did want to say, coming back from break, big thanks to Super Listener Maul, who she is in the chat right now. She actually drew for us what Brent would look like. And yes, Brent hasn't been here in a while, but we have an artist rendering of Brent. And Marie, if you could post it in the chat. So
I will absolutely everybody, do that.
Everybody.
Thank you for the reminder.
Yes. So
what's your second favorite Benny Benassi song?
Ooh,
Unsatisfaction.
There it is.
There you go.
Well, that's even. I can only listen to the one mixed with Daft Punk. I can't even listen to the other one anymore either. All right.
I never really like that song.
But the music video is awesome, though.
Yeah. Did you post the picture there, Marie? So
I'm grabbing the image URL right now.
Ural?
And send.
Ural?
Oh, come there on,
it
is. Royce.
Oh, there's Brent. Okay, see that? There's Brent. You can see it on the More Like Radio page.
He's a lot more sunburned than I originally imagined.
Yeah.
Why is he so sunburned? Holden and why is his nose even more sunburned?
I haven't seen it still just now.
Holding a Whole Foods bag and sandals and an anklet, of course.
He has the same necklace and bracelet and anklet.
Hey guys, come on, just stop. I just work really hard, and I think she did a super terrific job.
Am I seeing this right? What? Where she, instead of writing "come on" with an apostrophe, the apostrophe is a heart.
Yeah, that's how I write it. How did she know? This is super fantastic.
Brent, why is your nose pink?
It's not pink, silly. I have put sunblock on it to keep the rays off. The last thing I need is melanoma. God forbid, that's what my uncle died of.
It looks like you're a lot more sunburned than you think.
I don't know. You know what I was taught? I was taught we don't judge people.
And Brent, how come your arm and leg hairs stand straight up?
How come you have arm hairs, you stupid slut?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus, now he's getting mean.
That was weird.
I'm super sorry, guys. It's just, I've been watching that Bad Girls Club, and it just got me all randy. it's like, all they do is, they bicker, and it just got me go. I apologize, Marie. You're my best friend in the whole world.
I know. We're besties.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that. I guess, kind of. We're
Brent,
pals.
Could you please explain your tank top that has an equal sign on it?
First off, it's not a tank top. It's a regular shirt that I cut the sleeves off of because I recycle. And the equal means, I think men and men should be married. Not dykes because they dress like men and they don't deserve it. But, guys.
But doesn't that negate?
Why do I have a feeling that Brent is the type of guy who's taking salsa dancing lessons with a married woman and the married woman's husband doesn't care?
At all. You're right. At all.
Hey, you know what? You leave Jennifer alone, okay? She's just a super hardworking woman, and we just express ourselves in the art of dance. And anyway, my girlfriend doesn't mind.
Oh, she doesn't? Well, I'm probably because you saved all that money because you got your salsa dancing lessons on a Living Social deal.
Actually,
he's very frugal.
Brent looks like he was on a Carnival cruise 3-day vacation and got off on Jamaica and just decided to live there.
And didn't put sunblock on?
Oh, like Brent went on a 3-day weekend cruise, and on the very last day when everyone's sad because they have to go home, he's the guy who decides, but we should just dress like this all the time. Every day should just be like on a cruise, and we'll always be happy.
And Brent,
and then he's the only one who sticks to it. Everybody else is going back to work, and Brent's getting fired.
Ties. Yeah. And Brent's always the one that for fucking 3 weeks after he comes back from his cruise, that's all he talks about. Hey, guys, a week ago at this time, I was drinking a margarita.
Scrambler in the chat wants us to talk about his supple round breasts.
And Brent, also off the cruise, is making what he thinks are inside jokes, but nobody even knows what he's talking about.
Hey, he just thought in his head, like, this would be really funny if I said this, and then it already got 4 conversations past that in his head, thinking that they have already caught up.
Yeah. Brent's
remember Loco Larry?
No. Brent's the kind of right. Brent's the kind of guy who loves the cruise ship comedian. Loves him. He's
still right. He's right. We do eat a lot.
Have you seen Tom Mabe? It's the greatest thing ever.
It's hilarious. That's
he
real,
does
guys.
These pranks, and you think they're real.
I don't know, Dutch. I don't know how I feel about it because the thing is I like a good prank, but it's DUI is nothing to joke about.
Brent is the guy that also bought the last 3 CDs of the comedian just to support him.
And Brent's
the last of the Mohicans.
And Brent's Brent's the kind of guy who buys everybody a female body inspector hat because he thinks it's hilarious. Everyone in his Christmases gets one from Jamaica.
When was the last time we talked about Brent?
I don't know, but this reminded me. Brent's been gone. Brent's been on a cruise, like Ryan said.
Oh, okay. That's why it's so
Let's
somber.
Just put it to you this way. I don't want to... Brent walked away for a second. I don't want to give away his thing, but Brent has... His immune system's been a little up and down. Today's an up week, so I told him, to come on. So why don't you be nice to him?
Maul says his favorite band is the Indigo Girls.
Oh, did someone say the Indigo Girls?
I kind of see him more as a Tegan and Sarah kind of guy.
See, I would imagine that his guilty pleasure is George Michael and Wham, and his only pleasure is George Michael and Wham. he knows all the songs. But real quick, speaking of really bad jokes that people think are funny, I'm trying to create a Twitter handle because I want to anonymously
Ryan on Hippo Juice.
I want to anonymously tweet out the bad jokes that the middle-aged women at my office around me say that they think are funny.
Oh, do it.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to think of something like office jokes or I got to think of something, a Twitter handle, because there was a really good one today.
Genera joke.
No. It has to be something. It has to do something. It has to say office in it. I know what you're saying.
You know, like Something like things I say in my office. Obviously, a play off of that. I don't want to directly rip off, you know,
so basically
my dad's
like shit. Yeah, shit, my dad.
Exactly.
Says,
but I got it.
Speaking yeah, but I want to make it very obvious that
here's one thing. Actually, to go off of that, my girlfriend started her own little Twitter thing.
Oh yeah.
Well, she just does it on her own Twitter feed called Insufferable Coworker.
Oh.
Where she has this coworker who just says and does the most annoying. Here, I'll see if I can't pull up some of the things that she's tweeted.
Speaking of insufferable and annoying and terrible joke coworkers, I actually had to IM Royce like 2 days ago because I overheard a conversation someone was saying two cubicles down from me where she's like, yeah, you know, Latins are just really bad about time. And they're terrible about just this. And she kept going on about Latins.
They are. Most people that speak Latin are terrible. It's a dead language.
And
who talks like that?
She's like, yeah, you know, if we're supposed to be there at 5, I have to tell my Latin girlfriend.
My Latin, stop! Can't you just say girlfriend?
Nope. And I was just like,
I don't even mind. It's just Latin. Who says that? No one says that, right? Or am I the only one? They say, I get your
50-year-old white women that are afraid
my
to be
Spanish friend. No, my Spanish friend.
Hispanic.
My Hispanic friend. Latin sounds like, oh, my Latin lover. You know?
So. Yeah, so we need a Twitter handle to make it obvious, because the one today, I mean, there's so many good ones.
I want an example. I want a good one.
The one today was stellar, times stellar.
Uh-oh.
It was stellar squared.
Oh, boy.
She
and
goes,
did you see it on the WQ?
I'm sitting at my desk, and I share a wall with the woman who has just the funniest jokes.
Who gets it on the weekend?
Oh, she
see,
just goes crazy.
That's an office joke.
And she's the one who... just so you understand, she's the one who every time a guy walks around, she talks about football because she watches the game because she wants to be that type of girl, but she doesn't understand the sport at all.
I hate
she
those
just,
people.
Like, she memorizes certain plays so she could have specifics when she talks. She's like, I can't believe that play when Andre Johnson caught the ball.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Which one?
No. Which? Oh, yeah, really? Who threw the ball? No, then you go, oh, yeah, cool. Who threw the ball to him? Who was it?
Anyway. So today she goes, she's talking about Black Friday, and she goes, oh my God. She goes, it was Black Friday, and I went to Walmart, but, you know, I call it Brawlmart on Black Friday. That's exactly how it went. That is exactly how it went.
How long did it take you to get a hatchet and murder her?
She had to stop herself to preemptively laugh. She knew she wouldn't get through that joke without laughing.
No. Ryan, oh, I hate that.
How do you treat these coworkers?
People who laugh before a joke. It's just,
how do you treat
okay,
these
so
coworkers?
Okay, so I want to get something trending. So I want to do hashtag Brawlmart.
No.
Let's use that. Let's get that trending, please.
No. No.
And while we're at it, real quick, we're talking about my girlfriend and hashtags insufferable coworker. One of the ones she posted was a. Sneezed. No one said bless you. He said thank you anyways.
Oh.
The next one, it's a quote from him. When he walked into the office, he said, the hot sauce wars have begun. No one asked him what the hell that means, nor did we care.
guys? Huh? Hot sauce wars?
So, apparently, from what my girlfriend tells me, like he'll just do this nonsense and no one looks up and goes, what is it, Randall? And he's got that name that you just hate, Randall.
Randall sounds like he shares one office with Brent. Brent and Randall share an office. They have desks on opposite sides of the wall.
Randall's my office buddy.
They both have pictures of their cats up because I don't have kids.
And Brent thinks Randall's just hilarious.
Let's go to the hot sauce social.
So, okay, but it looks like Kelly says that she uses a hashtag. Why don't we use that as the Twitter handle? And Ryan, why don't you share with Kelly? That way there's more activity.
Because it's different. I think it's different.
It's two different things.
Two different things. One's being kind of annoying, and I think Ryan's are bad hack jokes.
One is being insufferable. The other one thinks she's funny.
Here's another one. It's a quote from him, and I guess this is like a string of words that he put together. Holy cow. Really? Interesting. Tuesday. And she hashtags it, insufferable coworker, and just puts underneath it, fishing for conversation. Just kind of, you know, the guys who just say things out loud, they have to turn around and be like, what is it, Randall? And
I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, maybe office jokes or hack office or office hacks.
See, you know, we have, like, out of all these women that work there, some of them were contractors, and the contract ends this week, so I'm never going to see them again.
Finally, one of them, and she's another older woman, just mom, and she thinks she has the funniest jokes. She tells me today, she goes, "You would not believe what happened." And all I told her was, "I'm not going to listen to things I don't believe." And she didn't tell me. She got so mad at me.
That's actually very funny.
I need to say that the next time.
You should have said, "I don't talk to liars."
And I didn't really care. But today's literally her last day. Like, it's just whatever. She's just so dumb. She's another one who just, she loves, oh, she goes, "I'm not going to work overtime if I'm going to miss my Gators game." What do you mean your Gators? You don't even know anything about football. She's like, "Maybe they'll make it." I'm like, "They have four losses. This is college football. That tells me you don't know anything about football."
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That Tim Tebow's looking good this year.
Oh, thank you for saying that. The woman who sits next to me, that was the second joke she made today. She goes, so when Ohio State lost, I turned to my husband and I said, "It's okay, Urban, because Tebow's going to be waiting in the office for him." Not the locker, the office. They're going to the football office.
Well, since he doesn't play football for them, maybe he was waiting in some sort of office.
That's
the best example I can give of how she memorizes specific things to try and sound like she knows what she's talking about. She was able to make the connection to Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow.
How do you not beat these people to death with the handsets of their own phones, like a casino? Just kill them. Like, do you fake laugh? You don't fake laugh. I've asked you before. You don't fake laugh at them, right?
They don't say these jokes. 99% of the time, they don't say it to me. They just, because there's like these six giant cubicles next to each other, and they all talk amongst themselves. I sit on the other side of them, so I hear them all, but I don't see that. They don't talk to me, really. So I just sit there all day listening. That's why I said I really need a Twitter handle so I could tweet out these hilarious jokes and get discovered.
Do you want to have like a full account for it, or do you want to like just do a hashtag thing?
No, I'm having a full account. I mean,
do it like the "Shit My Dad Says" thing.
Yeah, I got to think of a name, and I'm gonna start putting them out there
If you guys want any, or you want to send Ryan some suggestions, simple. Do you even look at Twitter anymore?
Office Lulz.
Yeah, I do.
Someone check Office Lulz.
What's your Twitter handle? So people can Twitter you.
It's the Viper Racing One.
No, it's not. It's Ryan.
Switch that. Change it. You got to get.
I have two of them.
Well, you can switch. You can switch Viper Racing One. You can actually switch the full name. You'll still have the same amount of. Just switch it to like.
Just send it to H. Juice Ryan.
There you go.
It's fine.
At Office Lulz.
Viper
Office
Racing
Lulz. One. Yeah, that makes sense.
What is that? Okay, like there 1998 is.
Yes, perfect.
AOL screening?
Exactly. Perfect. That's why. It's supposed to be hack. I was thinking of something hack. It's at Office Lulz. At Office Lulz. Somebody get it. I can't do that also, but somebody should get it if everyone agrees with it, unless someone has a better one. Ooh, Western Echo. Water cooler Lulz. Who is calling me?
What is
that?
It's
me.
It's Hangout. I'm going to answer it. I'm going to answer it, guys. Hold on.
Yeah, do it cold. I can't hear you, though.
Hello? Hello?
Here, I'm going to jump in on your call.
Okay. Hello?
This call is from MediCredit.
Okay,
please
good.
Hold one moment for customer service.
They're calling this? But this is... Okay, but let them. USB.
But why aren't we answering?
We are.
Working hard, or am I hard?
All right, seriously, Office...
I can't answer. I'm waiting for them to come on, Dutch. Hold on. I can't answer, Dutch, sorry.
Office is available.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
Hello, hi.
That,
hello,
that doesn't
hello?
Make it,
hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Hello?
You have your mic muted, stupid.
Hello?
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 Your hangout mic is muted.
Hello? No, it really wasn't. Oh, well, maybe they'll call back.
Hopefully Office Lulz isn't obvious enough of what I'm trying to do.
Okay, well then, so you come up with something genius.
Yeah.
Why don't you light it with your perfect beard?
Why don't you use your ad wizard skills?
Yeah.
We have a couple of suggestions. We have water cooler LOLs.
Yeah, what about water cooler LOLs? That's a good one.
Official LOLs. How about my name is Ryan and I'm gay?
Chim's suggestion doesn't convey what I'm trying to get across.
I think it just conveys truth more than anything.
I think you're trying to get across that you're gay.
It is coming across that way.
Yeah, you do like balls.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out.
I like Office Lulz.
Fine. How about my coworkers aren't funny?
That's really
That's, you can't have it as a Twitter name.
It's a terrible
sure,
name.
Sure.
Ryan's terrible at this. You're terrible.
Okay, how about at Bananarama? Are they using it?
It's Bananarama. Are they using it? Can someone check if Bananarama is using it? Because if not, we're taking it. It's ours. It's our fucking ours. at Bed Upstairs Makes Noise from Western Echo. I don't know.
You know, like this? One. Yeah, from Western Echo is at Bed Upstairs Makes Noise.
See if that
by the way,
thinking.
She's been sitting here the whole time listening from the beginning of the story to all of it. And yeah, just are you uncomfortable
just
or comfortable?
Jacking
can
it.
She get on a mic or no?
Yeah, I got a
does
second
she
mic
does
set
she have
up
headphones
here.
On?
Yeah. I set up right here if you want to.
So,
you want a question,
I have a question.
Her.
I have a question for you.
Just one more question, ma'am.
She's walking over slowly.
Uh oh.
Hey,
put a hop in your step, Toots.
I've slowly arrived.
Slowly aroused.
Here's my question. He fucked that shit question. Good.
I no, it sucked. No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh.
Who started it?
I'm sorry.
I couldn't look.
It?
He first of all, he just
first
took me.
Were.
I didn't question this.
So he raped you.
Like he, yes.
I want to go to the police about
it. I liked every second of it.
Well, that's not rape.
Well, I'll pretend.
Dude, it was an hour and 10 minutes of hardcore mediocrity.
It was really long. It was really... I don't think we stressed how long we waited.
How long was it?
We were probably at it probably for an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. Kelly, I am not doing an hour. Sorry.
Yes.
You know, it's really hard to talk over such sexy music.
Yeah, it's also really hard to talk over such sexy fucking upstairs, too, but we had to deal with it. So why fucking he can live with it for a second?
I just love the idea of the three of you scrambling to turn on.
You don't understand, dude.
That noise.
Renee got so much ice.
Yeah, Renee was feeling like fucking gallons of ice. I ran out of ice, but she ran out of ice. It was just all yours. And then the vent.
I just started doing dishes.
I was legitimately embarrassed. My cheeks were like stinging from embarrassment.
Here's the thing. Why didn't you guys want to throw those two under the bus and let your grandparents hear it and have them have to deal with the embarrassment instead of you guys having to run around and scramble?
At your funny coworker. Can somebody check at your funny coworker? That's a good one in Western Echo. Is that available?
It's not bad.
That's not bad. Well, look. Office Ryan is a gay bot from Mitch. Is that good, Ryan? Are you a gay bot?
Motorola guy says yapping hens.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yapping hens, not bad, actually.
I like your funny coworker.
I kind of like yapping hens.
How about unfunny coworker?
Unfunny coworker. Ryan?
That's accurate, yes. I like that.
Funny your funny coworker is not taken.
How about we're funny coworker?
Your funny coworker is available.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out.
Unfunny coworker.
How about unfunny coworker, Marie?
Unfunny coworker has been taken.
Fucking fuck!
And it's a waste of a
what?
Twitter
Is it an egg account?
No, but it only has 2 followers.
What? Hey, tell that guy. Hey, report him.
Hold on. Let me read the
what
subject
line. What is it? Let's
line.
Report him. Let's get him out there so we get this
Let
account.
Let me read the subject line.
Fuck this. I'm pointing
it's by a guy called Machine Cog at Unfunny Coworker. Okay. My coworker's jokes make me want to choke on a gun. Now you can follow along at home. He lives
there you
in
go.
Los Angeles.
Same idea.
When's the last time he's updated it?
April 12th, 2012.
Okay. Post it in the chat. We are fucking taking this account down because it's inconvenienced us slightly.
Take them down. Take down Machine Cog. So, yeah, they haven't posted.
Okay, how about Hacky Cubicle?
That works.
Cubicle. Okay, Marie, check Hacky Cubicle.
Motorola guy says coworker comedy.
Coworker comedy.
How about Hacky Sacks of Shit?
Let's see if that's taken.
Hacky Cubicle is available.
Hacky Sacks of Shit.
How about Hacky 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 Ho?
It's available?
Check. I
it's
think available. That's available.
Hacky Cubicle?
Oops. Why is that playing?
I don't know. Doesn't it always play in your head?
I have something. Oh, that's why. Because I started playing Cruel Summer by Bananarama when you made that Bananarama joke. I had it playing on the other side.
20 minutes later, Dutch has it.
I know. I pressed the play button and then just was like, okay, moment passed.
But
and
was Bananarama taken? Was it taken? We don't know.
It was taken.
Has this moment passed?
Okay, Marie, which one was the last cubicle? What was the one that's available?
Hacky cubicle and...
Hacky!
Not at Hacky Cuban, Jim, you fucking son.
Hacky!
Your funny coworker and Hacky Cubicle are both available.
All right, fine, good. Then
Marie, how do you spell cubicle before I take this?
B-O-O-B-S.
Bubes.
Bubes.
Right. Bubes.
So, and so it's at H... It's at H-A-C-K-Y-C-U-B-I-C-L-E.
You ain't got no alibi, you hacky. Yeah, you hacky. H-A-K. Sorry, what was it?
H-A-K, yeah, you had it right.
H-A-C-K-Y, cubicle.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Nice.
Now we need a cool picture for it.
I like how this lasted a half hour.
I don't care.
It's just us debating.
What? Obama selfie?
Check out this
what?
Picture from Nelson Mandela's
celebrate good Obama.
You said it. It's not my fault.
I know. I don't blame you anymore.
It's Obama.
I don't blame you anymore, Dutch. It's just, you know what? It's higher powers now. Even if you die, it's going to happen. I think a ghost
it's
will do
weird.
It.
It's weird. Here's the thing. This is how much this dumb show has affected my life.
I know,
like, there are certain times during the day that I'll just... Someone will say something that I react. Like, if I hear the word Alabama, this comes in my head. Oops, not that one. This one. Or the Obama one, obviously. Or, yeah.
Marie does that, too, sometimes when we're talking about Obama. It'll be even a serious character. Like, oh, she'll just sing the entire song. The whole thing. All right, let's play the selfie thing.
Check out this picture from Nelson Mandela's memorial. The South African leader was known for bringing people together, and his memorial brought U.S. President Barack Obama, Denmark's Prime Minister, and the U.K.'s Prime Minister, David Cameron, together in this selfie. It's no wonder selfie was made the word of the year by Oxford Dictionaries, when even world leaders, as you see there, are getting involved.
Imagine if it was George W. Bush doing the same exact thing. I'm just, forget who, would you just be honest now, CNN, what do you
well,
think they would do?
How dumb does he have to be
it's
when his wife
funeral.
Went there to hit on a Danish blonde woman?
Racist. He's being racist. No, but it's CNN is laughing like, it was hilarious. Remember when that thing happened?
Dude,
I remember.
Michelle is so unhappy.
She's really mad.
Michelle,
look how mad she is.
Michelle is at a combination of you're behaving inappropriately at Nelson Mandela's funeral.
He's dead.
And also you're flirting with a blonde bitch. Get out of my face.
Dude, and it's not just like one picture and like it's out of context. There are multiple
yes.
shots of this
she
entire interaction.
She is glaring at her husband so hard. She's completely forgotten that she is the first
yeah,
lady.
Yeah, we were saying that off air yesterday. After Dutch and Royce, we were saying at that look there, they do not care who they are. At that point, that's wife, husband, angry.
That's
doesn't
my
matter.
Fucking right, right.
It's instinct. It's instinct at that point. I'm going to murder you.
One, Obama looks fucking high because why is he giggling so hard at a funeral?
Because he's got a Danish blonde politician next to him.
Look how mad she is.
She's so mad.
And that's
she's
not the most embarrassing so thing that happened at the funeral.
We wish to applaud the people of South Africa for the dignified manner in which they have been honoring and remembering the memory of Nelson.
What is this? What are we listening to?
Relax.
We applaud you and thank you for that.
One second. That whole speech that was going on there for the funeral, there's a sign language guy. What are they? It turns out the guy that was doing the American sign language thing for the whole funeral did not
fucking with all of us.
Did not know sign language at all. A deaf South African wrote a letter to I forget one of these new people here and said, "Well, let's play it here."
Welcome all friends of South Africa.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. That's the whole thing. But here, I'll play the video. I know you can't see it, Dutch, but I'll explain what's happening.
No, I'm watching it on the
video. Okay, yeah, you're watching. Okay, good. He's look at these hand signals, by the way. He looks, you can tell he's making them up as he goes along. It's bad. Okay, let me pull it up.
Are you serious? Like, this guy did not know sign language?
No, at all. At all.
How did this get by?
I gotta read the story. Let me pull it up here. I thought that I had pulled up the actual story, but I'll just read it.
Okay, so we have the visual. So yeah, what's going on here?
There's the visual here. What I'll do is I'll mute the audio so you can see the video while I read this story. It's hilarious. A sign language interpreter who stood next to Obama at Mandela Memorial called a fake. A man who stood close to President Barack Obama and others and other heads of state while providing sign language interpretation at Nelson Mandela's Memorial Tuesday was a fake, whom was making up his own gestures. Sign language experts say, raising questions about the security at the event.
Wow, he was South moving. Africa?
Okay, this is a deaf guy. He was moving his hand. Well, let me do it right. He was moving his hands around, he was moving his hands around, but there was no meaning.
That's really good improv.
Thanks. He was moving his hands around, but
the sign language guy.
No, mine. He was moving his hands around, but there was no meaning.
He did a lot with his hands.
He uses his hands
too much.
Was this the guy you were talking about, Dutch? The guy with his hands? They use his hands? With his hands?
I already played it once this month.
He was moving his hands around, but there was no meaning in what he was, what his hands were, what he was doing with his hands. Bruno Drumchin, the Deaf Federation of South Africans national director, told the Associated Press Wednesday
that he would jump on a grenade for you.
Yes. That's how he became deaf, ironically. The country's deaf community and ruling African National Congress
is incredibly illiterate.
Yes, have no knowledge of whom the man actually is or how to use condoms. Despite him appearing on television, gesturing aside, South African. I'm sorry, I keep looking at this video and he looks like he's fucking fake dancing. I don't know how to explain what he's doing. He's just moving his hands around. Look, I'm doing sign language. Like, here, Marie, do me a favor.
Yeah.
While I read the rest of the story, do what you think American Sign Language would be for this for the people viewing the video.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay, ready? The country's deaf community at the ruling African... Look at you. No. Ruling... Stop. Keep going. I'm just covering my eyes. The ruling African National Congress have no knowledge of whom the man actually is, despite him appearing on television, of who the man... She's so stupid, but still better than what this guy's doing. I don't know this guy. He doesn't work for the ANC. He was a government. He was at a government event. The spokesman said, "U.S. Secretary." Oh, so this guy.
Here's what happened.
Just walked up and started doing it. This guy's awesome.
Here's what happened.
He just did it.
He didn't walk up. The government said, "Okay,
no one's gonna notice."
Hey, intern Bobby. Get out there.
Matumbu.
We want to look like we're a lot more advanced than we really are, even though they are, you know, a lot better off than the rest of Africa.
This Nelson Mandela funeral was the funniest, most hilarious funeral
of all time.
It was just a bunch of pranks.
You know?
Pranks and jokes.
Michelle Obama getting all pissed.
She's the only one that's mad.
Like, Obama trying to get his dick wet with some dance fraud.
Fucking she was like a Tyler Perry movie.
Black version of the guy who's up his name.
All right.
Damn it. Well, world champion. What's his name?
Judah Freelander?
Yeah. Black version of him just gets up and starts doing fake sign language.
Speaking of Tyler Perry.
Oh.
Speaking of Tyler. Well,
another fucking.
Yes. Get
Madea?
Ready.
Madea?
Yep.
Madea?
Here's the thing. Yep. We talk about, okay.
Every week there's one.
It's black. Audiences that are obviously going as is, but I don't know a single black person.
Me neither. Oh, that's
I know
oh,
a lot of them
more.
Too. I don't. Okay. No. I should have
sorry. Sorry, I was all on your side. Me neither, bro.
I know.
Right?
I don't know a single black person. All my black anybody I know who's black hates Madea. So who is going to watch this? How does this continually get made? This dumb character. In
why don't
movie?
We find out?
Tyler Perry's alter ego Madea has gone to jail, been in witness protection, and now Madea is lighting up the holidays brighter than the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
This is Christmas. You got to be nice to people. Pass it on, niceness. I take my medicine this morning.
What medicine?
5 milligrams of don't choke that hoe.
Why aren't you laughing?
Wait, there were jokes in there?
That is
why. Is that the cable guy?
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, hold on. There's a little more to this.
This is Christmas. You got to be nice to people. Pass it on, niceness. I take my medicine this morning.
Medicine.
5 milligrams of don't choke that hoe.
That is why Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas is number 7 on the SBT countdown. Well, I got into the Christmas spirit with Tyler and his beautiful co-star, Tika Sumter. This movie is a riot for sure, but Tyler...
No, it's not. It's not
a riot. He doesn't believe a word of what he said.
It might incite a riot, but it's not a riot.
He could tell me that's just a half of it. They tell me about the moments that
the
were...
The other half is even worse.
The other half is the unwatchable one.
Too raw to make it on screen. Don't worry, there are plenty of laughs
not
to go
too
around.
Raw.
And there's one big...
Hold on.
It's that raw because they unedited it. There's just no mixing whatsoever.
Can I just watch Eddie Murphy's Raw instead?
Surprise in the film that you better make time for.
No, I don't have to do anything.
I'm sorry that you clearly don't have any fun doing these movies.
Now they're interviewing them.
I hate him.
It's terrible, right?
She's awful.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get any work done or anything. You must use up so much extra time.
That's racist, assuming black people don't do work.
Well, he clearly doesn't work on his movies. It's just shit thrown on TV.
Do you think
Are you guys following me yet?
You made it?
Did you make it?
No. What is it?
Yes, it's at Hacky Cubicle. I already put a picture up. I already put the
post
first
a link in the chat, stupid.
We're in the middle of the show. Sorry.
I did put it in the chat.
We're in the middle of doing something on the air.
This is more important.
Are you Mike Smith?
Sorry.
Yes, I am Mike Smith.
Oh, follow at Hacky Cubicle.
Following.
So the way this works is I will put the quote that I hear and then underneath it, the thought that goes through my mind that I can't say because I'd get fired.
Okay. Retweet.
Mike right. Smith.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Just so I don't put my name and get fired. Okay. The other day I was at work and my boss, my big fat sweaty
I love your
boss,
stupid picture.
My big fat sweaty boss. She's on her phone on Facebook and she goes, you know, one of our sponsored ad comes up. She's like, what's more like radio? I'm like, you wouldn't be into it.
I'm glad that it came up.
You wouldn't like it.
It's not your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Earl Grey for the lady.
Ooh. With people busting out with all the improvisation. I mean, we get to see a great blooper reel at the end of this. Stay for the credits.
Stay for the credits. You don't want to miss any of this Madea.
This guy is like trying too hard to be cool to black people.
He's on headline news.
The only problem I have with the Madea movies is everything.
Oh, well, okay. Since it's everything, it's not bad.
How do you get things done on time?
Let me tell you something. I had to hold. I couldn't put all the credits in because some of them are NC-17. I mean, Madea and Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah. Will you ever release some of that NC-17?
It sounds terrible. I like how you said it.
Yes, NC-17. We had a goat fucking the baby on stage. What? There's nothing you could say that's going to be considered NC-17, you fucking asshole.
No, but did you hear how he said, hold on, listen how he said, Madea and Larry the Cable Guy, listen, watch.
Or NC-17, I mean, Madea and Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah.
The way I would say it is,
what is this craziness paired up? Oh my God.
Whoa, modern day, what? Odd Couple?
NC-17 comes out of our mouths. I mean, you know, generally it was porn back in the day, but this is even worse. Fucking pretentious dick. That's what he is, by the way.
He's
a pretentious, rich asshole.
Isn't he gay?
No.
That's the rumor.
Is he?
Wait, who's gay?
That's been the rumor forever.
Tyler Perry?
Yeah.
He could be or he couldn't be. He's still a pretentious dickhead.
You're right.
Can you tell Punchy just because he lost weight, he doesn't need glasses?
What happened?
Time out.
Hold on. What? Say that again, please, Punchy. What picture are you referring to?
I know exactly what picture, and I'm
his main picture
right
on Twitter.
Now.
I'm adding
post
people.
It? Okay. No. Say it again. I'm sorry.
I just said, can you tell him just because he lost weight doesn't mean he needs glasses?
Hold on.
I'm pulling it up. Hold on.
Wait, where the fuck is it?
You know, now that I've lost all this weight, people say I look like the lead singer of Weezer. Take those off, Punchy.
Wait, was it on his Twitter or on his Facebook?
It's the main picture on his Twitter account.
Oh, I found it. One second. Copy image URL. I haven't seen this. This is the first time. Hold on. There you go. Boom.
That's the one.
Punchy. You better be fucking around.
That's the one.
You better be fucking around.
What is with that sensible sweater?
He might have been joking. He might have been
joking. He's in a glasses exclusive store.
Right.
Did he that shirt is terrible. Why does he have the shirt that Neo wore in Zion? Why is he fucking rocking that?
He also has a V-neck underneath that. He's the new V-neck kid.
He's a double V-neck, the double V.
The double V.
Punchy. We're proud of you for losing the weight, buddy, but don't turn into a hipster on the way down.
Oh, my God. What's up with those glasses? And
his ironic beard, his dumb glasses, and his awful
iPhone,
game and
his selfie.
Well, on his, on, you know, like how people, when they're exercising on their fridge, they have their goals. His says skinny jeans.
What is it? Oh, what happened? We're in the middle of making fun of Medea, and now we're just making fun of Punchy.
That's when you guys are posting pictures with glasses. That's his fucking problem. Yeah,
that is his problem. You know what?
What do you do that? What do you think's going to happen with this group of animals?
Why don't I read to you the caption that he posted with the photo?
Is it going to make me angry?
Maybe.
Okay, go ahead.
Me in my new Old Navy shirt that I posted earlier.
Old Navy shirt.
Old Navy.
Who cares what store came from, Punch?
Yeah, Punch.
I'm getting mad.
Told you guys to get mad.
One as Brent said, he looks like he should be in a Tom Mabe video. And then Maul says he looks like the main character from Human Centipede 2.
On the plus side, though, much thinner.
He did. He did lose weight.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on the plus side, still
still getting shit in his mouth.
Yup. There's also that.
Come on, man. Leave him alone. He tried so hard. He lost so much weight.
You know what? Punchy's just looking up to you, Royce, because I know you guys are having a weight loss competition of some sort. I don't know.
No, but I didn't know we were having a douchebag competition.
You should find bigger glasses.
He's
just getting hammered in the chat room. The shoot says, God, I wish he would get into another car accident.
He is getting fucking murdered.
Punchy.
Oh, poor Punchy.
Let's give him the plug at CM Punchy, by the way, if you want to follow him, I think. Is that what it is?
CM Punchy.
At CM Punchy.
Did he switch that? It was something else before.
He changed his name every 3 days, so it doesn't matter.
It's very hard to follow him.
Yeah. Before it was
his name is BroboCop.
Yeah.
Well, if you're already following him, even if you change the at mention, you're still
following
him.
Follow him.
Royce, why don't you start finding bigger horn-rimmed glasses and then post them
I'm not going down that road.
Have a hipster off.
I'm not turning back then.
You should hipster off.
Then I'm going to be buying fucking skinny jeans and overalls, and it's going to be weird. I don't want to do any of that.
That's the best way to lose weight, though.
To look like an asshole?
Yeah.
No. The best way to lose weight, the way Tom Hanks did in Philadelphia, and I don't want to do that either.
Oh.
I mean, the fastest,
anyway.
Who
has the handle funny jokes at Lol's Copter?
Why would you?
Is that real?
Yes. Because he retweeted me twice. Because he retweeted Hacky Cubicle. The first one says, this at Hacky Cubicle guy is a hoot. And the other one says, Brawl Mart, more like Brawl Fart. Get it? Because they're all fat.
Where is it? I don't see these retweets.
Dude, Lowell's Copter has got to be Kyle, right?
And I sincerely doubt that.
Aren't you guys who? Oh, no. You guys say Lowell's Cat.
Yeah, lolcats.
And lolcoasters.
Wait, who's this person? I don't see this person you're referring to.
At Lol's Copter. LAWLZ Copter. At Lol's Copter.
That's so annoying. It sounds like that guy hangs up the same people that we do.
He had to have just made it or something because he only has two followers.
So
maybe
many Lol's Copters.
Well, somebody tells me it's probably Pat.
Yeah, probably.
Pets
followed by Conti and Kenny. So,
now I'm following Lol's Copter. Boom.
Now we're all following Lol's Copter. All
right. You know, maybe one more story before we have to get on to the red show.
I mean, fine if we have to.
We do. I mean, I could punch you in the face, whichever one you want.
That one.
Okay,
that Marie,
come here, punch you in the face.
No, you come here.
Uh-oh, Susan Boyle has a disease. You want to guess what it is?
Boyles?
No, it's not. It's fucking idiot.
Diabetes?
Nope.
That would be great if she had Boyles.
Susan's Boyles?
Susan Boyle, you remember her. The soft-spoken Scott charmed her way into our hearts when she became a reality TV sensation, basically.
And then she decided to eat everything.
All the things.
Overnight.
I dreamed a dream.
Was she a great big fat person?
Can we pause a second and please all pay attention to the picture that Chim just put in the chat room?
Sure.
Wait, is that not photoshopped? I thought that was photoshopped, but now that I'm looking at it, I don't think it's photoshopped. Mitch, did you just put on 3 t-shirts and make a dumb face and glasses?
Did you tweet that to Punchy, Mitch? Come on, that is amazing.
Mitch, please tell me that that's on Twitter so I can retweet that.
That is.
Marie, post that on the main More Like Radio Patreon.
You know what happened there? He had his regular shirt on, and he just like looked in his back room and went, "Sherry, get me two shirts that are
now."
Hey, Chim, how about you pick? How about you pick the towels off your floor in the bathroom?
You fucking slob. Well, that's what you're
on.
It's fucking still you. This is such an asshole. All right, let's see what Susan Boyle has.
Now the hit recording artist has made a major revelation. She told the Observer newspaper that she was diagnosed last year with the development disorder Asperger syndrome.
Really?
Yes.
And this is significant because when she was a child, she said doctors told her she suffered from brain damage. So let's talk about this with CNN senior medical correspondent.
Same thing, right?
Well, you see your face?
Elizabeth Cohen, and let's back up two steps and just what is Asperger's syndrome, and then what does this mean for her as far as this revised diagnosis?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. It means nothing. Absolutely nothing. You can't do anything.
Right. So, Brooke, Asperger's syndrome is actually a form of autism. And people hear that and they think, how could someone like her have autism?
I would be like, oh, makes sense. I immediately go, okay, makes sense. Got it.
I think everybody knows what Asperger's is at this point.
We don't need to. Yeah, no. Did you see Twitter added photos to DMs now? So now you can send your cock pics real quick?
Yeah.
Here, look, seriously. Go ahead, Dutch.
Tito! I can't lie too loud. I can't yell too loud because I have people next door to me.
Okay.
So. Another mobile-centric move by Twitter. Now you can send photos and messages.
Boo dudes. Boo dick. I don't like my newsy with dick.
Twitter. Now you can send photos and direct messages. On its blog Tuesday, Twitter announced the update to its iOS and Android apps, along with a DM-specific tab in the app's nav bar to make
sending
the feature
dick
more readily accessible.
To Tittles now.
Have you seen... The new updated Twitter app is fucking terrible. It is so bad. It looks like MySpace
now.
Have you updated it? Oh, update your Twitter.
Yeah, I have, but there was nothing that made me go, this is terrible.
There's a bell
so
on
bad
it.
About it.
There's a bell. That's
yeah, notifications, bells. Messages.
There's a bell.
Does anyone use Discover ever, or am I the only one? I use Diners Club. Just playing. It.
With this renewed focus on prominent placement and increased use of direct messages, a writer for TechCrunch suggests Twitter is performing its own sort of subtweet towards other messaging apps like Line, WhatsApp, Snapchat, and soon Instagram. The suggestion there, these changes will lead more people to use Twitter's direct messages more often.
Not really, because you're still limited to 140, and with everything else, or like Facebook message, I could send a paragraph and not worry about it. I don't know if... I don't think Twitter is wrong trying to compete with that shit. It's not going to work. Like, I've never been like, oh my God, I have to get in contact with Marie. Let me send her a direct message. Oh, 145 characters. Oh, well, now I have to spell you just with the letter U.
I don't know what he's talking about. There's some sort of code going on.
I have no idea. I need a decoder ring. Well, I mean, I have other story, but I don't think we have long enough to,
We need more MLR host hipster photos because now I have an album going called Hipster MLR Host on the fan page.
Okay. What's the hashtag? MLR Hipsters?
It's not what a hashtag. The thing? No, it's the fan page for MLR. There's a new album.
The Got fan it. Page?
Fan page.
I haven't played that in a while.
I know, we haven't. But we only have two photos. We need more. So everyone...
Hold on. Here's the full thing.
I posted it on our fan page for. Fuck. Now I'm going to get one.
811.
811?
Yep.
There we go.
Thanks.
Yeah, I want to see those.
Well, here's the thing that everybody else is going to do it out of a joke now, but Punchy wasn't doing it out of a joke. Like, he was just going, hey, look at me. I'm skinny and I have glasses on.
I'm skinny, Punchy.
That's how he talks. Skinny. That's how he talks.
That's how he talks now. You have to do like a deep gay voice.
Yeah.
Seriously, sweetie. This is just ridiculous. Like, so look like at these horn grims.
Like, he's a top?
Yeah, he's definitely a top.
Okay, a top. All right, Punchy, you're a top. Congratulations.
Punchy's definitely a top.
Yeah, absolutely. You can listen to Punchy on Brainstew Fridays when he's not fucking other dudes. Dutch, if you want to... Sorry, Punchy. Today was your turn on the bus. I apologize.
So you give her posting pictures like that's stupid.
Yeah, you get dummy.
You're dumb.
You're so stupid. All right, Dutch. Neglect the hippo text?
Sure. throat> You can tell someone has too much legal trouble when
quote, pursuant to some penal code, end quote, just flows off a tongue.
I like that one.
If it was a third X-Men movie, it was definitely cruel and unusual punishment. trending now, hashtag why Coletta's taking me to Applebee's. Maybe heroin cures cancer. Soon to be changed to at T-cell punchy. And then related to the last story we just talked about, she has the dreaded FUPA syndrome.
All right, guys. Marie, you don't got any today?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
With a mouth like that, I bet she loves giving blowjobs on the side.
Blowjobs.
That guy looks like a bowl of mashed potatoes. Ryan is the only Hispanic guy I know that gets hard from the sounds of hard work.
Okay, is that true, Ryan? Ouch.
Royce, quote, 7 years ago, end quote, Lopez needs to stick.
All right, guys. Tasting to the Red Show. They'll be on as long as they don't pass out from, you know, probably alcohol poisoning. The
rampant drug use. They really are just degenerates.
They really are. But, hey, you know, they are degenerates. How about that?
Yeah.
They are degenerates. I like them. All right, guys. Take it easy. And make sure everyone says I'm sorry to Punchy on Twitter. No more mean things. Okay? At CM Punchy. Bye, guys.
So sad. Well, you have been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll